This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Run, and they still got two men on, and then there's a strikeout to pop up. Adames is going to wind up with his numbers. Adames is going to probably hit, you know, 240, and he's going to hit 22, 25 bombs, and he's going to drive in 85. I know what he is. I know what Chapman is. I'm very disappointed. I'm not a big Chapman fan. I love his grittiness and toughness, but he's left more men on base this year than anybody. His strikeouts are going to be close to 200. Yeah, and, you know, you touched on Lee. I don't know what Lee is, but we have no leadoff man. Right now, at this point, we do not have a three-hitter. We have six, seven, and eight hitters. I guess Adames could be a five and Chapman. But if the pitching goes, and I was on the other day and I mentioned Verlander and I mentioned Birdsong. So if you got three pitches in loop, again, the jury's still out. I like what I see. But if you look, and you brought it up, if you look at who we're competing against, whether it's Frelick and Terang and guys like Yelich, and then you look at Tatis and obviously Machado, Jackson Merrill, and Aziz, who gets on base, and you look at our team and you say, how and why should we think they're going to change at this point? Ramos has been horrendous defensively in left field. He's back down to 240, and I love Yaz. He's been a good Giant, and you mentioned Flores. But those are part-time players.
Exactly.
They can't play every day. Exactly. And we don't have a stud at first base, and the jury's out on Schmidt. And that was so lackadaisical. You brought it up. I have seen pitchers in the past not, you know, get making out. I've seen that. I haven't seen too many guys score from first on a ground ball up the middle. So it's just a total, total breakdown, And I'd like to think it can turn around, but I look at the competition. I think it's going to be very difficult, guys. So,
you know, thanks, this Rick. Is a crude analogy. So just bear with me. This is a crude one. I'm a big believer in faith and God and all that stuff. I go to church all the time. All right. And I'm not trying to like preach to anyone who does, but like I believe in a higher power. And, you know, I remember when my dad was on life support, we were praying for a miracle. But in the back of my head, I kept preparing myself for the inevitable. And that is the same thing when I view the Giants. And again, it's a crude analogy here. They're on life support, Joe. And you could tell me, well, they're only three and a half back or whatever the standings say, okay? Yes, there is a heartbeat. They are being kept together by duct tape and machines right now. And my homerism in me, my fandom in me is like, of course, you're never out of it. The math is still there and they can do some things and we can have a miracle and something great could happen. But the reality and the cold dose of truth in and the brain in me is saying, Joe, you know what you're watching. This is not a good baseball team. And I do the math every day and I go, all right, there's 27 outs in a game. That's how you approach a game. 27 outs. Pat Bailey's good for three of them every game. What, don't laugh.
He is. I'm sorry. No, I have to laugh at the absurdity because you're right. He is.
Jungwoo Lee's good for two or three every game, right?
Yeah.
Casey Schmidt's good for two or three every single game, right? Right now, Wilmer Flores is good for at minimum two of them. I mean, you get where I'm going with this? Then I throw Yaz in there. He's good for three outs every single. You've got too many easy outs in the lineup. All right? And then when they get on base, they're not putting pressure on any pitcher. The whole entire game of baseball is whizzing past the Giants in terms of speed. You reference Jerkson Profar. What has made him such an impact player the last couple of years?
Well, it's the power and the speed.
Absolutely. Yeah. The combination of the two. Yeah. We're talking about a guy scoring from first base on a single up the middle. It would take the Giants three or four hits for someone to score from first
base.
There
was a double yesterday. I didn't think the Devers was going to score.
Well, he needed an oxygen mask after he crossed.
No, I literally stopped the play because I was just watching that moment.
He looked hurt.
Did I not show you that screen grab, Sam, of just Devers with the helmet off, just looking like he had nothing left. He almost looked like a prize fighter at the end of a 12-round, 10-round, whatever the hell it was. I was gassed.
It hurts me watching him run.
It does.
Can we just go around the infield? I just want you guys to be realistic. You reference, the Atlanta Braves are one of the most disappointing teams. They are. They're one of the most disappointing teams in baseball. Let's just go around the field right now. Left field, you taking Profar or you taking Ramos?
I'll take Profar.
Okay. First base, I'm just going in order.
Defensively, I'm taking Profar, even though he also had a horrendous play yesterday getting lost in the lights. But overall,
it's probably one of the closer positions, yes. But we'll keep going. You taking Matt Olson or you taking Wilmer Flores?
Not even close.
Okay. All right. Again, this is one of the most underperforming teams in baseball. But this is who you're vying against for wild card type spots. What about Ronald Acuna Jr.? You taking him? You taking Yaz?
I'm taking Acuna.
I mean, it's Grand Canyon-esque. All right, this guy Baldwin, their DH, he's batting .290 right now. Guy had six RBIs yesterday. Yeah, you taking him or Devers?
Yeah, not Alec. I'll go Drake Baldwin.
Taking Devers there.
I'm taking Devers too.
I'm taking Drake Baldwin this season. I'm taking Drake Baldwin this season.
Okay.
Right now,
all right,
taking,
that's you.
Just because of we're talking about. I think honestly, Joe, a blessing in disguise could happen here if the Giants become sellers. You need to shut Devers down and protect him from himself.
Okay.
The guy is lumbering around places. Yes, I'm taking Devers in the totality of a season.
Yeah.
Or the totality of a career over Baldwin. Right now, Baldwin might be the best hitter on this Giants team, which is saying something.
It's crazy. All right, let's go to second base. Ozzie Albies. Okay, this guy's 150 career home runs.
Yeah.
He's a career 265 hitter. You taking Ozzie Albies or Casey Schmidt?
I'm taking over the totality of the career. I'll go Albies. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Catcher, Sean Murphy, really had a down year, batting .240. Oh, or do you want our catcher? Oh, but he's such a good framer. Oh, my God. The way he frames those balls in the dirt from Hayden Birdsong, who's batting .200. Who are you taking?
Sean Murphy.
Okay. All right. Third base, Alvarez Jr. Now, they normally have Austin Riley, but yesterday was Alvarez Jr. I'm taking Chapman over Alvarez.
I'll take Chappie over
All
Alvarez.
Right. That's one position thus far.
But normally I would be taking Austin Riley. Yes.
You taking Michael Harris the second, or are you taking Jung-Hoo Lee?
Michael Harris has been bad this year. Just low-key. He has not been good. He's been underwhelming.
I agree.
Is it bad if I take Jung-Hoo over Michael Harris?
Taking Michael Harris. This guy's got 60
right now
homers.
Bad, yeah.
270 batter.
Right now, they've both been awful. So, but that's what you're saying.
Around the diamond, and I'm telling now I get to shortstop Nick Allen, who I love Nick Allen
I know
defensively.
You like Nick Allen.
He is not a hitter.
No, he's not.
He's hitting better this year than my guy Adamas.
He's so small.
You're going to war with.
Okay. I'm going to war with Adamas.
Yeah.
We're talking about a couple of positions where they're better than the team that is one of the most disappointing teams in baseball. Not the Mets, who have been on fire. Not the Phillies, who have been on fire this year. I'm just talking about overall this year. Not the Cubs. Not the Brewers. Not the Padres. Not the Diamondbacks in your division. Not the Dodgers. These are the other teams that you're fighting with. The Braves. Just look at the two teams who went out there. And you tell me, seven at minimum positions. You're taking their guys over your guys. That's what we are. So you can tell me, you're only 3.5 back, you're only 4.5 back.
I'm just telling
you
the standings.
No, you're not good. And reinforcements aren't coming. Because I'm looking at AAA, you got a bunch of guys who were born in the mid-90s in AAA who inspire zero confidence.
Are you buying or selling this Giants team right now? 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. I hear you. As of late, it's been bad. I'm just going to replay what some of the people on our station said, some of the big wigs in Major League Baseball that know their stuff, former GMs, former players. Here's one Jim Bowden the day after the Devers trade happened talking about the San Francisco Giants.
I thought before the trade they were a wild card team, and I thought they were a wild card team because of the pitching and the defense and the development of some of the young pitching and the fact that Robbie Ray's got that changeup going. And so when you got him and Webb at the top, and then you got Birdsong and Roop, you got a really good 4-man rotation. You got Doval pitching better, and it's a decent defensive team for sure, especially when Chapman's out there. So I felt like this was a wild card team. Now I feel like it's a playoff team. So I'm not going to go as far as telling you I think they're going to beat the Dodgers and win the division. I think that's going to depend upon the health of Tyler Glasnow and Blake Snell and Ohtani and that starting pitching the Dodgers have. Dodgers still have a better lineup top to bottom. That's not going to change. But are the Giants good enough to win the division right now? Yeah, they are. Ooh. And if not, they're a playoff team.
That was a month ago. That was the day after the Devers deal happened, and that's a former GM, Jim Bowden. He knows this. Is it Bowden or Bowden? I always get those. It's like Bobby Bowden, Jim Bowden.
Look, but I felt that way too.
I think he knows his stuff, and a lot of people
are saying
that
way too. But I think we've watched a month now. Is Devers even close to 100%?
No, he's not.
Okay. No. So like, and I like Devers, and he's a really good player. But we're learning right now, some guys can play at less than 100. He is a very different player when he's not at full strength.
I'm just explaining why the Sam Lubmans and a lot of people thought this was a win-now team, because we were told this was a win-now team. We were told after the Devers deal.
I thought so, too.
We were all told it. So that's why a lot of people are coming down the road.
But, Joe, then the last 2 months have happened.
I know. Well, like, the last few weeks,
like,
in particular.
Okay, the Warriors. When they acquired Jimmy Butler, I did not think they were a playoff team. I didn't. Then they got Jimmy Butler, and then I watched the games, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is a playoff team.
Yes.
Okay? When they got Devers, I thought they were a playoff team. But I've been watching for the last month. What are they, 11-20, 11-21 since Devers got here?
Not good.
The pitching has gotten worse. Okay? Because you don't have Harrison, even though he has done nothing for Boston. He has 3 minor league starts, he's done nothing. Birdsong, the bottom has fallen out, and I was as high as him on anyone. But I have to admit, what I'm seeing matters. I can't go off of what I saw when he was a bullpen guy and the first couple of starts where he only went 3 or 4 innings because they were trying to build him back up. He has been awful.
There's a chance in a couple weeks that Birdsong and Verlander are not on the major league roster.
I mean, I would be shocked if Birdsong is in the bullpen. You can't trust him in the bullpen. No. He doesn't throw strikes.
No.
He should go to AAA. Verlander is objectively one of the worst starters in baseball. Yeah. Just look at the numbers, right? Brandon Roop at some point is going to hit a wall. You know, I just know how baseball works with these innings and these guys that have never, you know, been this deep in a season. Like, it's a tall task to ask him. At some point, Robbie Ray and Logan Webb are going to throttle down a little. These are 2 all-stars. You're not going to be all-star level all year. You might have 3 or 4 bad starts in a stretch. This team does not have the offense to be able to carry the pitching. And if you're not going to play defense behind these guys when you have adequate pitching, you're in big trouble. You're just in big trouble. Elliot Ramos, we could talk about his all-star appearance last year. Has he been an all-star for the last month and a half?
No, he has not been.
Okay.
He started off really well.
He did.
I thought he was going to be another all-star, and maybe like just him and maybe a Logan Webb. It ended up being 3 pitchers instead and not an everyday player, but you're right. I mean,
At some point, the games I'm watching have got to factor in how you assess this team.
I mean, no, absolutely. And we're going to pick this up on the other side. We're up against it. 888-957-9570. Who needs to be held accountable right now the most in Giants fans' eyes? Is it Bob Melvin? Is it some of these players? Like, it's hard for me to get on, you know, Bo Mel when the players themselves are just not even doing the little things right. But I think there's a lot of fans, and I would like to hear from the fans that are frustrated and tired, because we had Alex Atlanta call in. He's tired of Bob Melvin. Are there people that are tired of Bob Melvin and want to move off of him? 888-957-9570.
I don't agree with it, but I want to hear your case for it.
Correct.
I don't agree with it, because like, I'll actually defend Bob Melvin. I would love to hear. I want to hear alternative opinions.
And it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
You're not good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
So, in May, he was red hot, 27 hits, 3 homers in that 1 month alone, 18 RBIs. Since June 1st, 1 home run, 9 RBIs. That's June and July.
Yikes. Yikes. I'm telling you, I'm good with moving off this guy. But when we have like the Alex Pavlovich of the world telling us that there's no way. Again, that was then, this is now. This is a 6-game losing streak, could turn into 7, could turn into 8 very quickly. And then you're talking about this team basically being 500. They're 3 games over right now. And who needs to be held accountable? I'm just going to ask it right now. 888-957-9570. In the midst of this losing streak, in this downturn spiral, basically post-Rafi Devers, when everyone, I played it, the Jim Bowdens of the world, J.P. Morosi, this is literally J.P. Morosi, who's, I'll say this, pretty optimistic when it comes to just everything, J.P. Morosi. He's an optimism kind of a guy. But this is him talking about the Giants, saying the vibes haven't been like this in over a decade post-Devers deal. This is back a month ago, J.P. Morosi, MLB Network.
I feel like we're going back 10 years or more to where this was one of the principal franchises of baseball. They've got a great rotation, and now they've got the middle-of-the-order bat that they've lacked, at least since the days of Pablo Sandoval, and maybe even if you want to talk about Bonds, it's been a long time since they had a true slugger to anchor the middle part of the lineup. So this is a transforming day, and I think something that's going to really get the attention of the Dodgers, because they have not been able to keep their rotation healthy, Mark and Ephraim, and I think now that you got to like the Giants' chances of winning this division among all the contenders right now.
Oh, that was Mark Willard and Ephraim Salam, Fox Sports, baby. Not Ephraim Salami, Ephraim Salam. I can go for some salami right now, though, about 7:20 a.m. A little charcuterie. But that was John Paul Morosi right there, MLB Network, saying transformative. And they transformed all right. Back into a pumpkin, it seems.
What are the hallmarks of all the good teams in baseball year after year after year?
A hallmark of good teams, well, they could score or get timely hitting, bullpen, and just all the good things that make a good baseball club. I don't know, pitching and timely hitting. Yeah?
Rotation?
Yeah.
And with a strong bullpen. Yeah. Well, the bullpen has shown some weaknesses.
They have.
Okay.
And it's been their strength. That has been the strength of this team all season
and
long.
And now you're seeing that they've been overtaxed. Yes. Someone like even Spencer Bivens, who I will defend, just used too much. He's just used too much. They lost Eric Miller. They haven't been able to use maybe the best player on the team, Randy Rodriguez, because their two starters of the five aren't just bad, they're awful right now.
Yeah.
Right? So they have giant holes in the rotation, which has taxed the bullpen, and now we're reaching an inflection point. Their defense. Hallmark of great teams, good teams, playoff teams, is typically defense. And if you're not going to be a good defensive team, you better outslug someone. Well, we know they're never going to do that. So you have question marks big time at first base, left field, and center field. The last 3 weeks, how many games can you point to where Ramos and or Jung Lee have made WTF moments in the outfield?
Oh, I'd go LeBron, not five, not six, not seven. That's what it feels like. They have the fifth most fielding errors per game this season, the Giants.
Okay.
Fifth most. The teams above them, Pirates, Reds, Cubs, Braves.
Okay. Does this team have any clutch hitting whatsoever?
It felt like they did at one point, but even then, I thought the one home run they had with Patrick Bailey, who couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat, we all thought that was going to galvanize the team, Joe.
They're one of the worst hitting teams with runners in scoring position in the game.
They can't. I just brought that moment up because I'm just thinking about it now. Like, didn't we all come from that game and thinking, wow, that's the game that's going to change everything. We've been waiting for those moments.
But that was the outlier, not the rule.
Correct.
And now they're 1-7 since that moment.
Correct.
All right, so you don't have clutch hitting. And then, can you win games in the margins? This team really struggles to hold runners on, and speed really crushes both their pitchers, because they struggle to hold those guys on, and it gets into Bailey's head a little sometimes. Now, he's got a really good arm. That is one thing he does very, very well. But they have really struggled to control the running game. Conversely, on their offense, they don't have anybody who strikes fear into anyone.
No.
I mean, yesterday, Jung Woo Lee had a swinging bunt and ended up getting on first base. And I'm thinking to myself, Jung Woo, if you just put the ball on the ground at third base more often, how many times could you be on base? Use your speed, young man.
Exactly. And the way he gets out of the box, as you referenced, just the Ichiro-esque, he's not Ichiro, no one's saying he's Ichiro, but what made Ichiro so great was, even if he had like a dribbler or some weak contact, he could sprint out of the box so damn quick, and he'd get to first, and he'd beat out a lot of stuff. I just don't see that enough from Jung Woo Lee.
And then let's, okay, how can we improve this team? Let's take a deep breath here. How can they improve the team? You're talking about trading away prospects. Well, you got to have them. You got to have prospects that people want, okay? If you're born in the 90s, you're 26 years old, okay?
Yeah.
By definition.
By definition, you are.
Okay? Are you considered a prospect?
26? You're too old at that point, right?
Exactly. So,
but again, baseball's so funny like that. Technically, there are guys like that. Like Brandon Whedon, if we're going football. Remember, how old was he when he was drafted out of Oklahoma?
27.
Oh, my God. And wasn't he a prospect for the Yankees early on in his career?
Yes.
So there you go.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
You really don't have any pitching outside of Carson Wisenhunt, who was born in the 2000 year. Okay?
Oh, boy.
And I'm talking about Triple A.
Yeah, I know.
Then I look at their catchers. No, you don't really have anybody. All right. Now let's look at their infielders. No, you got one guy. His name's Bryce Eldridge, born in 2004. There's nobody else that anyone wants out of that. And that includes Reggie Crawford, a first-round pick, who is now only playing infield and isn't pitching anymore. But he's out with a torn labrum, and he's missed two full seasons, basically, of his entire career. Then let's look at your outfield. Do you have anything in the outfield that anyone will want at AAA?
Yeah.
Okay. You got one guy who people might want in Luciano, and even then, we've probably overrated him, and most people go, I don't even know what position he plays.
Yeah.
The other two guys that I would throw at you, like Grant McCray, born in 2000, Wade Meckler, born in 2000, are those prospects?
Or are they just players, right? Like our 4A players, okay,
so,
exactly.
So as I look here and I say, hey, they're so close, what are they trading to get them something of significance?
Well, that's why you start pivoting right now. If this losing streak reaches, God forbid, double digits or something, and this team is all of a sudden next week at the deadline under 500, Joe, yeah, that's when you pivot immediately and saying, no, we need to shore up this minor league system. Like, that's when you start pivoting and saying, you know what, Robbie Ray, Camilo Doval, some of these guys that are not here for the long haul. And I thought Alex and Atlanta had a great point. I think the value is at an all-time high for Robbie Ray right now. It's only going to diminish going forward. You potentially, look, he has one more start under his belt.
But who's going to pitch for you next year? As I just referenced, okay, conceptually, I agree. Robbie Ray can net you the best haul back in return. We agree, yes, on that. But my question to you is, anyone who wants to trade him, okay, what are you getting in return? When will that individual come and help the big league club? Because right now, if you trade Robbie Ray away, you have 1.5 starters.
No, it's a great point.
Landon Roop, who is kind of a question mark, even though he's been excellent this year. And then you have Logan Webb. That does not make a rotation.
So the 2025, let me see. I got the MLB free agents coming up here when it comes to pitchers. All right. So you got the Dylan Ceases of the world, the Framber Valdezes of the world. I think Zach Gallen might be up for that. Like, so there are going to be names available potentially get. But it remains to be seen if Buster could land some of these guys, because Corbin Burnes was that guy. He was supposed
and
to be that
guy. And what
happened
to Corbin Burnes?
Tommy John, out for the season. Now, that seems like a blessing in disguise now, but Buster tried to even...
I wanted him.
He tried to shore up this pitching rotation even more.
I know.
And it ended up being basically just Justin Verlander at 42 years old. It's like, eh, well, that's kind of rearing its ugly head. So maybe the writing should have been on the wall all season long when it came to this pitching staff. That you can't be relying on, you know, the Harrisons, the Birdsongs. If they had taken a leap, then maybe. But they didn't, and they haven't. And Harrison's still talking AAA. And Justin Verlander looks like his career's over.
One of their big missteps was last year. They had one of two options. Either you're signing Blake Snell to a multi-year extension, or you're trading him away at the deadline. They just had the MLB draft. Do you know that they didn't have a second-round pick? Do you know why? Because they signed Blake Snell for a one-year deal.
Correct.
And instead of retaining the individual and keeping him on your team, you let him walk. And because you let him walk, not only did you get nothing in return for him, you lost a draft pick. Is this a team, as I went through their AAA roster, is this a team that could use desperately a second-round pick, a high second-rounder?
Are you kidding me? They need all the depth that they can get. It's not even close.
So now it's a different situation because you have an extra year of team control. You have Robbie Ray. To me, it's very simple. Either you are extending Robbie Ray in the short term, like meaning in the next 2 months, or you are trading him away at this deadline. Either you think you can get him on a 2 or 3 year deal, or you're moving him. It's one or the other. And I hope that they keep him, because right now they have no pitching. They have no pitching.
They have none. And that's the problem right now. They have no pitching, and they're relying on a bullpen because guys aren't getting out. And even yesterday, that was so frustrating, because how often have we talked about, oh, can we give these guys some run support? You got to run in the top of the first inning.
Started the game 1-0.
1-0. And it was over after the first. It was over. 5-1. Night. See you later. We've been talking about the vibes of this team and where they were a month ago post-Devers acquisition. We've heard from the Jim Bowdens, from the J.P. Morosis. Well, here's the Hall of Famer John Smoltz on that week. I want to say this was on with Willard and Dibbs. Correct?
Steiny and Goo.
Oh, Steiny and Goo got him.
God.
Look at that. And we had John Smoltz yesterday,
you know,
by the way.
Can I...
What?
As a long-standing member of this station, you know...
You have been.
The amount of great guests Steiny and Goo get funneled to them annoys me. Willard and Dibbs, too.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think that's the only guest Steiny and Goo have had all summer.
BS.
I mean, that's a team player right there, Joe Shasky. I don't like these other guys getting the guests.
I'm just calling it like I see it.
Hey, you know what?
There's a lot of whining going on these other shows.
John Smoltz. Raphael
what
Devers.
Are we going to do for 4 hours? I don't know.
Well, new vodka.
Yeah,
baby.
Mark. Yeah, I like
that's
new
a team
vodka.
Player right there.
You do? New vodka?
So you're the one who drank the new vodka.
Yeah, that was you. It was halfway gone. Let's go. They have different flavors, by the way. New
but
vodka.
Steiny, bro, you're going to have to work on your little advertisement with new vodka.
Why?
Oh, boy.
You do not sound happy, bro.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, Mark. Yeah, I love it. It's great, Mark. Very cool. I just take a little bit here. I had the party, and we had a good old time. You going to have to work on that, my brother. It's
so good. John Smoltz, after all of that. This is a month ago, people. He's saying the Devers trade, it legitimized the Giants.
I would say they feel legitimized. I think up until this point, players are never going to admit, and I would do the same thing if I was an active player. You know where your warts are, you know where your strengths are, and you know what's coming down the road, right? Let's just say you're having an unbelievable year, but you know trends won't continue. Like, what did they win, like six straight one-run games? Like, there are outlying years, but you can't live by that model. You can't think you're going to win 25 to 30 one-run games and just keep winning them. But if you build that culture and you build the team and you start getting confidence in the area of your ball club that you know are strengths and the weaknesses don't eke out, then you're good. And so when you get a Devers, you can't help but think, oh man, that just added a bat. We lost this guy, but then we gained this guy. And when Chapman comes back and when things are falling in place, you now feel like you can compete against rosters that might be a little better than you.
And that was John Smoltz on with, I believe Evan made a noise in that one. So it was with Steiny and Evan. Post-Devers acquisitions legitimized the Giants. And again, I think you and I are in lockstep here, Joe. Like, I do believe in Buster Posey as this dude going forward. Now, it's his first full season, and he picked up the option on Bob Melvin. Now, you and I both know when it comes to contracts and sports, especially for coaches, those can be torn up real quick. We see it all the time in the NFL. We see it all the time in the NBA. They don't mind paying the coaches to go away. Mm-hmm. We have seen that time in and time out. I would be surprised, though, if this team moved off of Bob Melvin after picking up the option. Just given what Buster Posey stands for, he does want some stability on top there. And I think he has a great respect for Bob Melvin. And I do wonder where Giants fans are at on this, because I saw a lot on social yesterday, a lot of people sliding in the DM saying, Melvin got to go. I was getting tagged in multiple places. Melvin's got to go. Where are you at with one Bob Melvin going forward as being the manager of the San Francisco Giants? Because he's got his option picked up for next season.
I don't care about his option getting picked up. It doesn't mean anything
to me. Nothing to you. That means, okay, I'm just, okay, that's
fine.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I watched Chip Kelly get fired with five years left on his contract, and I watched Jim Tomsula get fired with 5 years left on a contract. Mm-hmm. If people want to move you, you're out of here, right? Like, it's irrelevant to me, quite frankly.
Okay.
Where am I at with Bob Melvin? Look, right now the reality is that this team, if you just look at, let's just look at the schedule. Since winning 2 of 3 in Colorado, they lost the Dodger series. That was the weekend they made the Devers trade. This is going back to basically June 13th. This has been a full month.
Guardian series.
They lost the Guardian series. That's 2 in a row.
Swept the Red Sox?
They won 2 out of 3 versus the Red Sox.
That's right.
But you lost the Marlins series.
You were at their only loss, weren't you, at that Red Sox game?
Yes. Lost the Marlins series, getting swept. Lost the White Sox series. You split against the Diamondbacks. All right? You won the A series. That's 2.
Yeah.
You won the Philly series, that's 3. Lost to the Dodgers, lost to the Blue Jays, and now you're up against, like, this has been an under 500 team by a significant margin since the beginning of June. So you could say, Joe, it's only a couple of losing streaks here. No. This is about a month of data. There's 6 months of baseball. All right. I think it's 27 or 26 weeks of overall baseball. This is 1/6, 1/5 of the season. You have looked really bad. And it feels like the bottom is falling out. And I don't see where reinforcements are coming.
Well, that's the problem here. Because if you were trying to get reinforcements, you'd have to have a plethora of players in the farm system to do that. And they just don't. Hell, if you just had players that you could trust in the farm system, they'd be up here by now, but you don't trust all your young guys. And we had Dave Fleming on yesterday, voice of the team. He still thinks at some point Bryce Eldridge will come up. It might be too little too late at that point.
And well, the boss man doesn't think that he should come up at all.
Well, talking about confidence with Hayden Birdsong, I mean, you throw Bryce Eldridge out here with this offense, and he goes 0-4 a couple times. Where's his confidence going to be? Like, that is a tricky thing when it comes to these players. Hell, this was yesterday. Let me play another one. Because this is really good stuff from John Smoltz, who joined us yesterday. Hall of Famer, Braves pitcher, obviously Fox Sports analyst, Fox Sports broadcaster. Great stuff with Joe Davis. But John Smoltz on yesterday, on a lot of people talking about Birdsong. Hey, just moving to the bullpen. Hey, Justin Verlander, moving to the bullpen. The confidence with these players is very, very shaky, and it's very difficult to just make that transition.
It's really hard beyond the emotions of it. It's super hard. People who are running this game don't understand and are so unfair to young pitchers doing that to them all the time. They just think, what's the difference? It's like Stratomatic baseball. This guy can do that. That guy can do that. They have no idea the emotions, and they have no idea about how hard something is when you've never done it. And I honestly was an unfair example for a lot of young players, the Jabba Chamberlains, the guys that got bounced back and forth because of my example, which is an unfair example. I had 14 years of starting. Then I did it on my own and went back to starting. This, from a veteran standpoint, it's a little easier than it is from a young player who doesn't have his identity, doesn't know what to do. You could rev it up a little bit more, maybe too much in the bullpen. It's not as easy as people think.
And that was John Smoltz on yesterday. You can find the entire interview on the Odyssey app, which is free, and also YouTube, where we are streaming right now. You can see these beautiful faces. Yes, the nose is real, and it's spectacular. Coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Rexley Brewed in San Francisco.
Where am I at with Bob Melvin?
The fans out.
I'll call it like I see it, right? Does Bob inspire confidence in me? Not really.
No.
Right? Is he to blame for what's going on right now? Not really. He doesn't have a leadoff hitter. And I think that you look at this team, they have a lot of redundant parts. They have a lot of guys that are going to hit mid-20s home runs, drive in about mid-70s to low 80s RBIs, and strike out 160 times a year. You don't have a lot of contact guys. You don't have a lot of catalysts to spark a lineup. I mean, what you saw from Ronald Acuna running the bases, we haven't seen anything like that since Angel Pagan ran the bases,
right?
You know, 10 years ago. They don't have a leadoff guy right now, and that's killing their offense. They have a lot of redundant parts that strike out a lot, so that's going to leave you very, very frustrated. Secondarily, they are forced to play certain players because of either contractual status or because they're the best you have. Like, do I love playing Mike Yastrzemski as much as he does? No, but I also get it. He's slightly better than Luis Matos right now. Now, maybe one day, if you play Matos, you play through the ups and downs, maybe one day he rewards you with that patience, and he's good down the line and slightly better than Yastrzemski. Today, Yaz is better than him. But Yaz isn't good enough. Today, Jungwoo Lee doesn't look like a major league starting center fielder, top of the order guy. He just doesn't. All the things that I thought that they were getting when they signed him, not many of them have come through. When I look at first base, Wilmer Flores, the bottom's falling out on Wilmer. His body's given up on him. Would I continue to play Wilmer Flores' bat over Dom Smith's glove? Probably, because of how frustrated my pitching staff is.
Right.
Right? And because of my lack of run support. What other option do they have to catch besides Pat Bailey?
None. It's a problem.
And he's not very good either. What other option do they have in left field besides trying to see if Ramos can continue to play out there? He can't DH.
Well, no, because you got Devers there, who's exactly. Again, it goes back. It's a trickle-down effect with all this stuff, and Devers not being healthy and not being able to play first base has really hampered this team.
So like, I come to this conclusion, and I say to myself, do I like Bob Melvin? Not really. But is he to blame for what's going on right now? No!
Is
no! He's just not!
Is it a cop-out to still, like, for fans wanting to blame Farhan for this position still? Like, is it too simplistic to say? And
Why did Kyle Shanahan start 0-9 to begin his career?
Because he inherited a dumpster fire.
Okay.
So, but I'm just asking the question if it sounds like sour grapes and if it sounds like a loser mentality.
No, I think it's called an explanation.
It's part of, but it's not the total reason, but it is a part of where this team is at right now that they just don't have a lot in the farm system. Really, they have nothing besides Bryce Eldridge and Carson Wisenhunt. And going forward, it's like, like, you need to keep those guys. You're not in a position to double down and trade those guys for a guy that's maybe a rental or have 1 year of control after that.
Would you agree there are certain situations in sports that are better than others?
Yes.
Kalen DeBoer went to Alabama. Was that the same as him restarting the Washington football?
No.
Okay. He started with a leg up there, right?
Yes.
Okay. When you're with the Giants, they were at a low point.
Yeah.
Okay, not just on the field at the big league level. They were at a low point organizationally, and I just think that we all underrated where they were at organizationally. I think we thought they were a little farther along. Like, because think about it. At the end of last year, wow, Tyler Fitzgerald, wow, Ryan Walker.
Yeah.
Like, think of who was balling at the end of last year.
Yeah, no, you felt confident about some young players heading in towards the end, and then you knew, it's like, oh, Farhan's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
He's gone, oh, it's like the end of Shawshank. You felt the rain on your skin, right? And you were falling down. It's like, oh, everything's going to be great. Oh, Buster Posey's taking over. Oh, my God. The vibes are great.
Joe, was this, to use my house analogy I've used, is this a turnkey situation? Or was this closer to a teardown?
Oh, there's a teardown. You inherited a car situation where the check engine light was on, and you kept driving it, and you couldn't get to a mechanic, and all these other problems kept persisting. Oh, the brakes need to get replaced. Oh, the oils are totally shot. Oh, you need a new transistor radio or something like that. You needed something to be fixed. And right now, there's a lot of fixing that needs to be done, and they just don't have enough time to do it within the season.
Well,
I thought Devers was a great start, and it still might be. But
no, it is.
He's not going to be. He can't fix everything.
At this time last year, who was an everyday player that you knew was going to be a starter the next year?
That I knew was going to be a starter.
Because Chapman wasn't signed at this point last year.
I knew Ramos was. I felt confident with Ramos.
Okay.
I did. Chapman, you didn't know. You didn't know. I would have liked
to
see
him. I'll give you Ramos. That's a good one.
Ramos, you thought when Jung-Hoo Lee came back from the health, he would be plugged in. I did think that was going to happen.
Yeah, but did anyone see him play?
No, no.
So, that was because of contractual status.
So, Patrick Bailey, I would say. But okay. Even he was struggling last year. I didn't feel great about
terrible
it.
Terrible last year.
But you knew they were going to give him some rope.
Okay.
Right? So, those are the only players, I think, right?
All right. What has Buster done? Now, I'm not trying to defend Buster. I'm just saying, what has he done? He has said, all right, and now I kind of see both signings.
Right.
It wasn't about, we got a star. It's... No, you literally got a Major League Baseball player for the next 5 years because you have nothing in the minor league system. Correct. In Chapman and Adames.
Yes. You needed those guys. You needed everyday guys. Yes.
That brought you from 10 up to 50 if we're going on a scale from 0 to 100.
And I think we keep viewing those guys because they are everyday players. I think Giants fans have miscast them as these need to be our 3-4 guys, when in reality, as we were just doing the Braves, going through their lineup, they would be like 6, 7, 8 hitters.
5, 6, 7, correct. Yeah, somewhere in that range.
And they're just misguided. Like, so
but if those
legit,
guys are, yeah. But if those guys are, what are the Lees and the Yazes? Oh, and I mean,
they're
come
platoon
on.
Players on other teams. Yes. Yes.
That's where I'm going. So
especially look, against the Dodgers when you're comparing the Dodgers and the Padres within the division. It's not even close. It's not even close.
So it's not on Bob, right? It's not. Now, we could argue about the handling of certain pitchers in certain situations. Fine, whatever. I will defend Bob Melvin. I don't think he's the greatest. I also don't think he's to blame for everything that's going on right now. This is a roster construction and individual player performance situation that's going on right now. Is it Bob Melvin's fault or Matt Williams' fault or Pat Burrell's fault that Jung-Hoo Lee and Elliot Ramos couldn't catch that ball in the outfield? Is it Pat Burrell or Matt Williams or, you know, Hallberg or Bob Melvin's fault that Jung-Hoo Lee is playing in the left center field gap and is lollygagging after a ball and throws a soft one hopper like he's pitching cricket to Willy Adames at second base and doesn't throw to Wilmer Flores, who's the cutoff man on a play home, as Ronald Acuna, one of the best players in the game, is flying around the bases and doesn't slow down? Is that on Bob? Or is that on Jung-Hoo Lee?
No!
Bob Melvin, Hayden Birdsong. He's back to square one.
Making $88 million after this year.
Kind of teetering the last time and found a way through it today. Couldn't, unfortunately. So, you know, put us in a little bit of a bind with the pitching, obviously, and how we had to cover this game. But, you know, not ideal. And kind of back to square one with him as far as some of the command issues go.
Yeah, Birdsong's confidence shot. He needs to go back to AAA. He can't be a big league player right
just
now.
Watch his face.
Just watch it. Look at him. We can all feel it. It's like watching a golfer just fall apart on the last hole.
With the yips.
That was him. Yeah, that was exactly.
That's actually a really good call. It looked like he had the pitching yips.
He did. And speaking of that Jung-Hoo Lee play, or misplay, I should say, here's Bob Melvin talking about after the game.
That's bad communication is what it is. So, I mean, you know, Casey's got to let him know when he gets up. You know, Chappie's trying to yell. You know, it's just, you know, Casey's still kind of learning the position, too. It's just a bad look when you're playing like that and something like that happens in a game like this where we look terrible. So, just another instance today that was not a good look for us.
So that's, I think, where fans are frustrated. When they hear bad communication on the field multiple times and you see it within a game, they go to the coaching there. And I understand in that regard because the buck starts there. Like we see it in coaching. We're doing all these cross-sport analogies. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, reading the defense or seeing the defense as a quarterback and they see something they shouldn't have seen or they make a mistake, you see the coaches getting on the players or sometimes the coaches after the game, hey, that's on me. You know what? Maybe we should have checked out of that. Maybe you should have seen that. Or sometimes they do blame the players. In this situation, Bob Melvin saying, hey, we need to be better at that. And Casey, Jung-Hoo Lee, all these players, like, they're just not a good team. They're just not a very good team. They're just not good enough. And that's what we're learning right now. And I think fans are having a hard time realizing just 4 weeks later when we're hearing all these good things from all these different national writers saying, yeah, the Giants are a playoff team. Well, this is looking like the same Giants team we've seen for the last couple of years now in the summer, where the wheels fall off post-All-Star break, and this is the Giants that we know. They look a lot like the Giants I saw last year, albeit you have regular, like, everyday names. But that's what they look like, Joe. It looks like the same Giants team I've seen the last couple seasons. You got some, like, sexier names, I guess, but it's the same product. It's the same product. And it's frustrating if I'm a fan, because I thought this year would be different. And I do think they still can have a step in the right direction and not make the playoffs this year, but it's going to be humbling and it's going to be challenging. And the hard part about watching baseball is you still got a couple months to go and you have to keep watching it and watching it and watching it and knowing it's coming doesn't make it any easier. Like, football cannot get here soon enough if you're a Giants fan right now, which sucks. And I didn't want to have to say that because I thought this summer we would be watching both the Giants and being excited about the Niners, when in reality, we might just be shifting all to the 49ers within a month now. And the Giants might be on the back end and the back burner, and we're not going to pay attention to them. They have to earn our attention going forward. And these next, you know, 9 days are going to be very telling to see what this team is going to do going forward, because the Major League Baseball trade deadline is on July 31st, 9 days away.
Everyone's going to view selling as like a waving of the white flag for like contending this year. I think selling is opening up opportunities for others. And I would sell Wilmer. I would sell Yas. I would try to find somebody, maybe eat some of the money. I would explore Jung-Hu. I would. And if the right trade presented itself, I would be tempted to throw in Elliot Ramos if I could get something that could help me over the next 2 or 3 years. And the only reason that I lump him in there is because you just have nothing in AAA and AA that anyone else wants other than Bryce.
Nothing.
And I'm reluctant to move Ramos, but there is a reality of, like, if you're going to be playing for this team in that park with the way we want to play ball, you cannot be that poor of a defender.
And this is where it's frustrating when you can't land the free agents, when you know you have to make trades and give up stuff within the farm, a Tibbs, if you will, who is one of their top prospects. This is where it's difficult because, you know you can't get free agents willingly to come here, the bats, that is. We'll still see when it comes to pitching. I still think Buster can make some moves. Again, we're talking this offseason. That's not going to do anything for the here and now. But, you start looking at the trade. Yeah, Harrison, I didn't think much of. Jordan Hicks, I didn't think much of. Bayo, I don't know who the hell he is. Tibbs is a guy that, you might end up regretting moving off of, or at least someone you can hang your hat on saying we have someone in the farm system to be excited about. Like, all this pressure on Bryce Eldridge to be the guy. I thought Luciano was the guy. I thought Hunter Bishop was the guy. I thought all these players was the guy. Ramos, at one point, Dave Fleming told us he was a week away from bad baseball last year for getting moved off, kicking him to the curb.
What happened to his defense?
I didn't realize it was this awful.
It always took poor ankles and got bad breaks, but it's bad.
It's really bad.
I mean, you could make an argument he's had like 4 or 5 atrocious gaffes that cost you a game.
And maybe he was hitting the last week. And he was hitting early on the season, so maybe those gaffes weren't really, like, we didn't really care
accentuate
about him as much. Yeah, we didn't. But when you're not hitting,
I know,
and you're doing that, it's the Jung-Hoo Lee effect, too.
Yeah.
It's great, Jung-Hoo, when you make a mistake here or there, but you're batting 295 early on, you're red hot at the start of the season. But when you're not hitting and you're playing bad defense, it's going to get accentuated.
And the guy that I actually just feel really bad for right now, because he is performing and the team's not winning at all, like Willy Adames. Yeah. Had this just come a month earlier, it's just so frustrating. He's playing so good, Willie. He made a play defensively, too, last night.
He did, and I actually love the vibes of the Willy Adames. And him,
I'll go to war with
and him having the quote he had, calling out, basically, everyone after the game, it was really refreshing. I'm going to read it one more time because I do think it's important just to get a sense of where this team is at right now. This is after the game, Willy Adames talking to reporters, quote, "I feel like in the first half we were grinders. It feels like lately the energy's not there. That's not our identity. It feels like lately we've fallen off the bus. It's just not us. We have to figure out a way to get out of it as soon as possible." They've fallen off the bus. Waving of the white flag. Sometimes you know a season's over, Joe, by a certain game or a certain play. And then we were kind of talking about this and kicking this around last night in the show call. When you know a season's over, I think for a lot of people, last night was a game and a situation coming into it where you knew you needed to win, and everything that could go wrong went wrong, and it just signifies what's wrong with the team, and then going forward, there might be no coming back from it, and that's the game you look back on saying, yeah, we knew it was over then.
When you have a leader like Adames admitting that out loud about kind of the effort level, we got problems.
You got major problems. Like, waving of the white flag moments. Like last year for the 49ers, it wasn't the Lions game. It wasn't the Rams game for me. You know what the game it was? It was Geno Smith leading the ball down the field.
LJ's first ever game.
His first ever game, and he'll never forget it. Because Geno Smith, what did he do at the very end of the game when they
went night-night on the Niners?
He went Steph Curry night-night.
I know.
You're not coming back from that. Not from Geno Smith doing that to you. Because the Seahawks were going nowhere either. They blew the game. He literally ran like 20 yards, and it was just no one. It was a Fred Warner trying to chase after him. As we learned, it was a bum ankle. Like, it was bad. It was bad. You knew then the season was probably over because it wasn't, like, statistically it wasn't over yet, wins and loss. But for all intents and purposes,
spiritually
it was over. What are some of those other losses in the past for you that you can remember that said, you know what, this season was over and we just didn't know it yet? What was it for you?
I can think of the Jimmy Garoppolo one against the Miami Dolphins where he came back on the high ankle sprain. And they just absolutely destroyed us. And Ryan Fitzpatrick looked like Tom Brady.
Fitzmagic at that point, right? The Fitzmagic season.
So poor Jimmy couldn't move.
Right. I think Sam had a Bumgarner game or a Bumgarner start or something happened. Hell, it could have been the dirt bike accident to lead off.
No, in 2011 against the Twins, Bumgarner had a start where I think he did actually record an out, but he gave up like 8 runs against the Twins in the first inning before getting an out.
Justin Morneau.
Justin Morneau was, who's my catcher? Joe Mauer still on the team then? Oh my God.
When the Warriors were playing down the stretch and, oh God, and they lost that play-in game to Jaw and them, and they threw the kitchen sink at Jaw in the COVID year. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And they couldn't get a stop. I was like, the season's over. They're not beating the Lakers. This is done. It was even though that was toward the end of the year, I could feel it coming.
888-957-9570. White flag moments. Are you waving the white flag on the Giants season after their loss yesterday to the Atlanta Braves, who are, again, the Braves are 44-55. It's one thing, and we were talking about it. It's one thing, and this is where your mind was at mentally. It's one thing to get swept by the hottest team in baseball and one of the best teams in baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays. Okay. All right. That might happen. Hopefully it's an aberration when it comes to, Logan Webb and Robbie Ray. But the Braves, really? That team, that squad, who have been underachieving all year long, and for you to not record an out if you're Hayden Birdsong to start that game, it's just...
I think it's the worst start I've ever seen.
It might be.
I'm so high on the kid. And
I know you are. That's your boy, dude.
There's just no other way of looking at it other than he's just been awful the last handful of starts.
Oh, we have a full post game of Hayden Birdsong. We'll play that after.
I mean, hello
the
darkness.
All I can say is it's a minute long.
Can you play some of that in the background? Hello darkness.
On the other side.
No!
I was looking at the kid's face and he just looked like he needed a hug and he looked like he was going to cry.
No!
He needed the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurt.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
No!
I love that Fleming call. The 49ers, by the way, are reporting for the start of training camp today or tomorrow? Veterans tomorrow, I thought, correct?
I thought they show up today and then they start tomorrow.
Okay, there we go. That's fair enough. And one notable name who will not be on the field... wide receiver Ricky Pearsall.
So we say goodbye to the Giants and hello to the Niners?
Let's do it.
Shout out the Beatles.
Hey, why not? The Niners placed Ricky Pearsall on the physically unable to perform list due to a hamstring injury he suffered during the team's offseason workouts. Pearsall was expected to be ready for training camp, so the fact he is opening camp on the PUP list suggests there may have been a setback in Pearsall's recovery. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. And what's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570. Are you waving the white flag on the Giants season? And who are you holding accountable for these team struggles right now? 888-957-9570. We'll hear from Hayden Birdsong, who couldn't record an out in the first inning yesterday as he gives up 5 earned runs, 4 walks. It's not looking good for Hayden, not looking good for Verlander, it's not looking good for the Giants on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.